Well, you made your way up to Sand Hills Valley for the invite. I see you finished fourth as a team, and you had a first, a second, a third, and fourth as far as your girls concerned. It's not a bad trip up there, was it?
Hey, not a bad day at all. Mika Dodd placed fourth for us. Then we had third place was Alexis Steinbeck. Finishing runner-up position was Peyton Cock, and being a champion, and she was a first-place winner over at Grand Forks last week, but this is a big tournament win, the first time for her, so Kaylee Steinbeck, she had a great day and wrestled very well. And then our other two wrestlers that we had competing for us, Kaylee Hunter wrestled really well. I think she finished in the fifth position. And then our first-year freshman, Eden McPherson also is getting a lot better too on the mat, so she's gaining confidence every time she's out, and she's getting a lot better every day. But yeah, overall, I think there was 25 teams up there. I believe we finished fourth. So yeah, great day for us individually and as a team. West Holt, we got to see them. That was the first time we've seen them this year. They have a good team, good girls wrestling team. And then we got to see a district opponent in North Platte. And they have a lot of girls out that are pretty solid and just have a lot of depth. So overall, pretty pleased. I feel like every day we're getting better each time we go out and compete. So, yeah, good day for us.
Yeah, it's kind of glad that you guys went north and not east, because I had heard that a little bit with the weather, the way it is. Some of those teams going east weren't making the trip, but going north, it was okay. And I take it this was another tournament you had. You mentioned a couple of teams, but I'm sure there were some ranked kids at this one too, wasn't there?
There sure was. There was a lot of good girls, and I'm sure it was quite a few ranked ones. But Anson Litchfield has a nice team this year, and you know, there's a lot of some of those teams don't have a lot of depth, but the girls that they do bring have a lot of quality, you know, in them. And then there were some teams that do have a lot of depth also. So, yeah, we're definitely pleased that we got to go up north and wrestle. I know that a lot of teams were going to that tournament, West Point tournament. Russell's Point, that was going to be a big one, and probably a ton of ranked girls in that one. And yeah, it's too bad when anytime you get canceled out because of weather, it's too bad the kids don't get to compete. But I'm sure they'll make it up, and they'll be okay. We're still early in the season.
Coach, you got a big week coming up Thursday. You get a chance to host your own invite, and I take it this is going to be a big one at the high school, isn't it?
Yep, it sure is. We host our varsity girls and our JV boys tournament. And, you know, after the atmosphere at the duel last week, it'll be fun to fill the gym up again. And we got several good teams coming. There'll be some quality wrestling. So, yeah, looking forward to hosting another meet in our home gym. So it'll be fun.
And then you turn around the next day, and the girls' portion of the Valentine invite is on Friday. Is that right?
It is. You know, the girls are just, it's growing, the sport is growing so big that a lot of tournaments that used to host the boy and girl on the same day, they just can't do it anymore because of numbers. So there, a lot of them are splitting up into separate day tournaments. So instead of a two-day tournament between the boys and the girls, it's going to be a one-day. So the girls will compete on Friday, and the boys will compete on Saturday. So, yeah, we're going to host our tournament Thursday night, and it'll be a little bit of a late night. We are starting an hour earlier this year, so that's going to help. But then we're going to get up bright and early and track up north of Valentine, and that's going to be a good tournament up there also.
Hey, going back to your own tournaments, this always draws a lot of teams, whether it be right here in the area or you know, out at the Panhandle or east or north. This brings a lot of kids, doesn't it?
It does. Yep, there'll be a lot of good girls there, and some quality teams. Chase County has several good girl wrestlers this year, so they're pretty solid. But yeah, Southwest, you know, they've got a great team this year, so they'll bring a lot of quality girls. But it'll be a good tournament for sure. And then, you know, the JV boys, it's always fun to watch those guys out, you know, trying to fight for a position on the team at the varsity level. So they're out there and trying to prove to their coaches that they compete, you know, and deserve a spot too. So it's going to be a good night, good evening of wrestling.